Today, Be'ez Hashem learn Daf Yud Dal of Masechtas Bucheiros. Some of the topics we're going to include: Bali Mumin Sheniftu, different halachas of animals that developed a permanent blemish and were redeemed. This depends on several factors, including Kedushas Damim, whether this happened before they were sanctified and they only have monetary sanctity, or Kedushas Aguf, if it happened after they were sanctified and so they have physical sanctity. I'abr v'isyalad, whether they conceived and gave birth before or after they were redeemed. The Mishnah discusses Bechayru u'matanis, whether their firstborn offspring are sanctified as Bechayrim, and whether one must give the designated portions to the Kohen. Gizas avoida, whether they may be shorn, or if one may work with them. Vladin v'chelban, whether their offspring and their milk are permitted. Hashechtin b'chutz, one who slaughters them outside of the Mikdash. Eisen t'mura, whether they cannot be used to transfer Kedusha to another animal. Imesu yiftu, whether they can be redeemed after they die. Bamas yachad, bringing various blemished karbanos on an individual altar, including bechor, a firstborn animal, maaser, the animal that was tied, temuris kadshim, an animal whose kedusha was transferred in an attempted exchange with an animal of kadshim, vladis kadshim, the offspring of a karban. Hamada v'haracha, animals that are consecrated as karbanos require hamada v'haracha, standing before the kohen for appraisal before they are redeemed, and so they cannot be redeemed once they die. More discusses kachet betik abayis, animals that were consecrated for use for the upkeep of the mikdash, balmum mi'ikari, an animal that was blemished before it was consecrated.